Welcome to Hymn Stories, a podcast about how our songs of the faith came to be and how they've encouraged, comforted, and strengthened believers like you and me. Hymn Stories is a part of the Media Gratiae podcast network. My name is Ryan Bush. In the late 1700s, in western New York, a log church was built by Methodist pioneers. It flourished well for years, but eventually some of the old members died, some moved away, others neglected the assembly till there remained only one, an old, faithful, broken-hearted, joyful widow. Then the preaching ceased. This one left still loved the old forsaken sanctuary and still kept going there each Lord's Day for years, for she longed for the fellowship of the saints and the means of grace that she once enjoyed there. This mother in Israel sighed over the desolations in Zion, and each Sunday she would attend the church alone to worship God and plead the promises. As time passed, rumors spread. Some said that she was insane. Others claimed that she was a witch and that the old church was haunted with evil spirits and that she went there to commune with them. Early one Sunday, two young men snuck into the loft to spy on her. They wanted to satisfy their curiosity and had hopes of jeering the old woman. They waited patiently for her arrival, and it wasn't long before she entered the sanctuary. Took her seat by the altar. She read the scriptures aloud for a time, then she began the hymn, "Jesus, I My Cross Have Taken." She sang it with a sweet but trembling voice. Then she knelt down and poured out her heart to her Lord in fervent prayer and supplication. She gave thanks for the happy seasons of the past. She pleaded for a revival, and she interceded for the many who had forgotten Zion. The men were moved by her simple yet ardent love for Christ. As they listened, all their notions that she was a witch and any ambition to ridicule her melted away. The Spirit of God broke their hearts. They began to weep and cry for mercy. As Jesus invited Zacchaeus to come down, so did she invite them to come down from their hiding place. They obeyed, and there at the altar they knelt, confessed their sins, and sought and found their Savior. All come to the kingdom by mercy. All are wretched and hungry. We come to purchase without money, and by faith we find that the price has been paid. What kindness and grace that we may now join the royal feast. And still crafted these verses to express this glorious reality. Ye wretched, hungry, starving, poor, behold a royal feast, where mercy spread her bounteous store for every humble guest. See Jesus stand with open arms. He calls, He bids you come. Guilt holds you back and fear alarms, but see, there yet is room. Room in the Savior's bleeding heart, their love and pity meet. Now will He bid the soul depart that trembles at His feet. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Hymn Stories. May the Lord bless you and keep you as you sing and make melody in your heart to Him.